Going live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Monday morning after the news breaks that the Packers will be signing Rick Wagner. They've agreed to terms with the former Lion offensive tackle. He's a right tackle. That's right. The spot that Brian Bulaga held down for the last decade plus would seem to indicate that the Packers are indeed moving on from Bulaga. Anybody who's chatted with me here knows that I've kind of thought that was going to be the case. With the breakdown of the numbers, the initial report, that's going to be a lot more than what we're going to see out of whatever Brian Bulaga gets on the open market. So I don't think there's any question that we'll see some things kind of take place when it comes to competition along both the offensive line and inside backer. There's no question that the Packers have tried to shore up the talent level, the space that needed to be kind of upgraded, both inside backer and offensive line. It doesn't preclude them from further signings. It doesn't mean that they're done working on those positions by any stretch of the imagination. It doesn't mean these guys are automatically inserted as starters on day one. They certainly could earn starting jobs, but what these first two signings at least are all about is giving Gutekunst room to operate in the draft. You don't have to be pigeonholed. You don't have to be shoehorned into having to take a certain position in the draft. You're able to use the draft to go for best player available. I know that's kind of a catch-all cliched version, but it allows you to not have to reach, not have to go to a position that you're forced to go into. Hold on, everyone. I'm going to have to look at the chat on my phone. Sorry about that. But just make sure that I don't miss anything because my computer is hating life over here on LiveX. Everything's falling apart with coronavirus. I'm kidding, of course. I hear we're live. Let's see what we got here. Hey, look, that's me. I'm live. No real upgrades yet. Oh, Gary, it's not, you didn't think it would be. The league year has literally not even started yet. Won't start until Wednesday. This is all about operations and, like I said, shoring up the talent level. And plus, you're going to upgrade via the draft, most likely. Last year was a big-time aberration because they had to get starters and up the talent level in free agency because the cover was so bare. That is not the case anymore. The backers have ample amounts of talent. They just have to shore up some spots on the roster. Oh, look at all these fine people chatting with me. Live chat. What is up? Is $11 million too much for a tackle not guaranteed to start? No, because that's spread out over 2 years, and they have a really easy out after the first year. When all is said and done, that first year is probably hovering around $4.5 to $5 million. Not especially considering you'd probably be paying Bulaga twice that. It's understandable. Yes, there is a dip in play. There's no doubt about that. He's not as good as Bulaga, not even close. But he will be allowed to come in and compete and most likely earn the starting job. Not necessarily get handed it, but he'll undoubtedly be able to come in and work for you. Are these Hopkins rumors BS? Yes. Yes. People, stop. Stop with the potential trading for Hopkins from the Texans. Is he available via trade? Undoubtedly. Almost everybody in the league is. But I saw one person in one media outlet, I think it was Mike Lombardi, said, oh, I can see the Packers making that move. And then the internet explodes. Brian Gutekunst is undoubtedly going to explore every avenue and every opportunity to improve his team. But what people seem to forget is it's not only the giving up of draft picks, but then it's you've got to pay the guy. You've already got to pay Kenny Clark, you've got to pay David Bakhtiari. They're already in talks with Aaron Jones. And then you're going to turn around and you've got to pay DeAndre Hopkins? Do you have any idea how much that's going to cost? Just ignore the Hopkins stuff. Hey, if it happens, it's a great surprise. And oh my gosh, it'll be a wonderful day on the internet to explode. But 98.7% chance that it is not going to happen. So just ignore all that. Hi, Nags. Who's better, Veldheer or Wagner? That's a good question. To my eye, Veldheer for the limited amount we got to see him last year. Wagner's coming off what is undoubtedly his worst year as a pro. Now, there can be lots of reasons for that. Doesn't necessarily mean that he's fallen off a cliff, etc. I would only caution everyone writing it off and saying, oh, this is a terrible signing, which I've already seen online because that's why the internet exists. Michael Orr back in the day was consigned to the scrap heap. Everyone thought he was done. The Panthers signed him and put him at left tackle, and everyone thought they were insane. And then he had one of his best years ever on the way to a Super Bowl appearance. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Wagner. I'm just saying just because a guy had a down year last year doesn't mean that that's the norm going forward. But of the two guys, the play, the tape available from both of them in 2019, I would probably take Valdir. And hey, who's to say they're out on Valdir yet? We don't know that. Wagner is 4.8 against the cap, according to Sportrack. Yeah, that's what I was just saying, 4.5 to 5. So that makes sense. Two names I have never heard of. The inside linebacker I heard about like a week ago. Under the radar guys, value signings. Yeah, absolutely. And anybody who's paid attention and been here on our daily chats knows this is exactly what I've been talking about. Under, you know, mid-level to lower-level tier guys. Guys who also, both of these guys, both Rick Wagner and Kirksey, will not count towards the comp pick formula. We just got done bemoaning the fact that the Packers have no compensatory picks in this year's draft. Both of these signings do not count against that formula because they were cut by their teams and are not true free agents. So the Packers are going about things smartly so far, I would say. Again, anybody looking for big, huge headline splash signings, I think you're going to be disappointed. But so far, so good. Smart signings so far, from to my eyes, by Gutekunst. LOL came in late. What's up, Jorge? Hey, Jake, thanks for the super chat. Linval Joseph next to Kenny. I'll be surprised if the Packers go that route. I think he would be a definite upgrade. I think he's going to get paid big bucks, and I doubt that's going to be from Green Bay. Kirksey is serviceable. I think that's a really good description. What about Freeman and a different change of pace of Jones? Freeman's going to get paid, Scott. Packers are talking to Jones about paying him. I can't imagine they're going to turn around and pay a free agent running back. No, I think he'll probably end up in San Francisco. After these two signings, how much space in the cap is left for Green Bay to play with? I'm not quite sure. Probably about $10 million, $11 million, somewhere around there. Eric Ebron or Austin Hooper? You know, I like both of them for different reasons. I think Ebron on a one-year deal would be fantastic if he could agree to it, if they could lure him in with the idea of, hey, come play with Aaron Rodgers for a year. I would love that signing. And Hooper, I think, would be fine, except I think he's going to get paid. And I know he's been effusive in his praise of Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, and I could see them making that signing. I would much rather have Ebron in a one-year deal, but either one would be a welcome addition to the offense, no question about it. Take one or two more here, guys. Goot is the man. There you go. Now we're talking some positive stuff. Any word on Brady yet? Just curious. Nothing yet. I know the Vegas odds shifted significantly when the Patriots franchise tagged their guard earlier today. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now the Vegas favorite to sign Brady, which would be hilarious. Kirksey covers better than Blake in my eyes. Slightly. I'm not saying that's insanely huge. Based on these signings, do you really think the Packers will get any other free agents? Yeah, I do, Mike. Absolutely. No question about it. Calais Campbell in Baltimore. Ooh, what a steal for the Ravens, who always seem to operate ahead of everybody else. That's a really smart team. I would have loved Gutekunst to make that deal. Obviously, the problem is they are getting ready to pay their own defensive tackle. I can't imagine they're going to turn around and hand Campbell the deal that the Ravens just handed him. But yeah, for a fifth-round pick, that is absolute stealing. Fire sale down there in Jacksonville. Does this mean we're out on the Littleton pursuit? Not necessarily, Matt. Not necessarily at all. I tend to think we'll hear some scuttlebutt about the Packers and the Raiders this afternoon. I tend to think the Raiders have a lot more firepower and will probably end up signing him, but I do think Gutekunst will still make a run. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. Please hit like, hit subscribe. I'll be back later this afternoon as things play out. Go Pack Go. Talk to you guys later.